Brad and John, Classic Rock 92.9 KISM. At Woodstock, 50 years ago, it'll be next month, is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. And there's a great book that goes through the whole deal, from the setup of Woodstock to the teardown and everything in between. It's called The Road.
How much setup went into the 3 days of music? What, did they take about a week?
It's called The Road to Woodstock. Michael Lang, one of the organizers. Yeah, it was a few weeks, and there's a great story. I'll tell you about the Max Yasker story is a great story. The pig farmer, and we can talk about that a little later on and his involvement and everything. But let's get to this Who story that we have here. And when Pete Townsend decked Abby Hoffman on stage.
Townsend hit a couple people with a guitar through his career, but I remember he did clock him in the head for some reason.
Here's the how and the why, according to Michael Lang, the organizer of Woodstock. Before we get to that, before the Who hit the stage, Sly Stone was up, and Carlos Santana said that was the peak of the festival. He said, I don't think Sly Stone ever played that good again. Steam was literally coming out of his afro. So he whipped the crowd into a frenzy. Sly Stone did. And then the Who had to follow. And Michael Lang said it took a while to come down after Sly's performance. But leave it to Abby Hoffman to turn the mood around. Abby Hoffman was an activist and a very vocal one at that, and made his presence known at Woodstock. And Abby Hoffman grabbed Michael Lang, the Woodstock organizer, backstage and said in a panicked voice, I just saw someone running around with a gun. You got to help me find him. Now, Michael Lang, the Woodstock organizer, said, well, what I didn't realize at the time was that Abby, after a 24-hour shift in the medical tents, had decided to take the edge off, and he'd popped a hit or two or three of acid.
Hopefully it sounds like it was the brown acid that everybody was supposed to stay away from.
Not seeing anyone from security around, he and I decided to go on a search for this gunman at Woodstock. Abby said, I think he went under the stage. He said it with total conviction. So we started looking everywhere. Where is this guy with this gun at Woodstock? And after looking for 10, 15, 20 minutes, Michael Lang, the Woodstock organizer, said, I started to question the wisdom of this hunt.
There's 400,000 people here.
I realized the only nut I was likely to run into was Abby, not some nut with a gun. It was 3:30 in the morning, and the Who were about to go on, so I said, look, Abby.
It's 3:30 in the morning.
Abby, whoever you saw is gone, so let's just go watch the Who and chill out for a few minutes. Well, Abby Hoffman kept fidgeting next to me. He couldn't stop talking. And then he went on on some other rant. He said, I really got to get on stage and say something about John Sinclair. He's rotting in prison from smoking a joint. John Sinclair was the manager of the Detroit band MC5. And I said, okay, Abby. I tried to reason with him. You're going to have a chance later on between sets or something. I'll run you up there and you can talk about all that. But he persisted.
But you got to come down right now.
No. I got to say something now. And I said, Abby, the Who, they're on stage right now. You can't go up there right now. The Who are performing. I reminded him they're halfway through doing Tommy in its entirety. I said, you can't make a speech in the middle of Tommy.
You can't come out and be the deaf, dumb, and blind boy.
No. Well, just after Pinball Wizard, Abby jumped up before I could grab him, and he ran to Pete Townsend's mic. Now, here's what we know about Pete Townsend. He is going to swing first and ask questions later.
He's done it before.
That's always been his nature. Yeah.
This is my territory.
So Abby Hoffman goes, Pete has abandoned his microphone, probably looking for another guitar because he just smashed the hell out of one. So he's away from his microphone at the moment, and Abby Hoffman sees an open mic.
He's going to steal home.
And Pete's got his back turned.
The catcher's got his back turned. It's time to steal home.
So Abby jumps to the microphone and beseeches the audience to think about this John Sinclair guy who's in prison for smoking a joint. And the next thing you know, the Woodstock organizer says, Wham! Townsend.
It's Hank Aaron time.
turning back to the audience and seeing Abby at his microphone whacked him in the head with his guitar. Abby Hoffman stumbled, then jumped to the photographer's pit. A pretty dramatic exit, and that was the last I saw of Abby Hoffman at Woodstock. The road to Woodstock, Michael Lang, the organizer with the book. And if you really want a good thing from the beginning of the end, the beginning to the end of this whole thing, that's the book to go to.
To get back to the warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good.
Yeah. And Max, and a pig farmer by the name of Max Yasger, was really the unsung hero of the whole deal. And we tell you a little bit about that next.